Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth movement. I am Sandra Bueno and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And today we have a half an hour show, which is going to be very, very special because my guest is here who represents what we are all wanting to have in our life, which is being able to experience and attract this law that brings to our lives and our mindset an opportunity to really believe and to create. And this is called the Law of Attraction. And all of you are, and most of you are familiar with The Secret and the actual individuals who were participants of creating this phenomenon that was brought out into the public more than a year ago. However, now this law and this movie, The Secret, has really created a whole new dynamics across the world, across the public development, the personal development field. And my guest today, her name is Cynthia Manor, and Cynthia is a certified Law of Attraction trainer and motivational speaker. She has joined me today because together we are launching on raising awareness for the mindset and creating principles through which adults and children can be inspired to really direct themselves in an empowered way going forward. And I believe that today is a very impactful day because of what she brings. And I would like to give you a little background about Cynthia. She received her BA in Organizational Communication from the University of Central Florida. Recently, she returned from traveling around the world and being trained by some of the greatest teachers in universal law. She has facilitated leadership and self-help workshops offering development and motivational skills for the homeless, college campuses, children's daycare centers, financial, corporate, and charitable institutions, and the unemployed re-entering the workplace. She has contributed to increasing self-awareness and inspiring people while taking these criteria to the national and worldwide stage. Now, Cynthia All's background, her experience, is truly as a person who has been involved in many different endeavors, in many different businesses, and has created really a platform for herself to be an inspiration, a motivation, and definitely someone with a vision. And Cynthia, I would like to welcome you on Blog Talk Radio and Rise to Win.
Thank you, Sandra. It's wonderful to be here today.
Well, I'm excited because you just really embody what we are all talking about, and you have a lot of experience that allows you to plug in what you have learned and apply it to how people who are not familiar with this or who may be skeptics, you are really able to draw on through your experience and through your insight a lot of understanding. And this is what I would love to start with, just, you know, how you got involved and where were you before you started this journey?
Well, it's a long question, but I'm going to do everything I can to answer that, Sandra. Sometimes I think in life, we are placed here, and the jobs that you actually do every day, whether you grumble and don't feel good about them, they are placing you for your future purpose. And throughout my life, I have been blessed with such wonderful opportunities. I have a true diversity of it. And just until recently, when it kind of all pulled together, and I can truly say that The Secret, the movie, brought that great awareness to my attention. And I was so inspired by the movie that I ended up just getting my hands on every type of book I could and then decided I want to be trained by the best. That with my background and what I had, as far as teaching abilities for both children and adults, that I knew that I had a mission, that I had to get out there and spread this word. And so I decided to travel around the world and finding the members that were in the secret, thinking if they're the greatest teachers, then I want to know directly from them. And so that's what I had done this last past year. And it just was an incredible opportunity and experience.
And how did you get out there around the world? What did you, was there a specific mindset that you have to have? And what was it that you were seeking? Or what was it that you were trying to, you know, to accomplish?
Okay, what I wanted to accomplish was to obtain the knowledge and education in giving the message so that I can inspire people to help them change their mindset of thoughts, to allow them to think positive, to help them create their desires and dreams, that everyone is special, that we all have all these opportunities inside, but there's always this thought of self-doubt and fear and that I can't do it, and it always needles at us. And I wanted to be able to learn what those tools are that have made all these great teachers and great masters to understand what that formula is. And I think that that's how I feel so different and blessed by this, because I have been able to actually get all of these teachers who deliver the same message, but they have delivered it in a different way. And one may be plain and simple, straight, you know, forward, where another one might deliver it in a spiritual manner, and where one of the other teachers happened to do quantum physics. So someone who might be a logical thinker, I would be able to cue in and understand that they're not getting this message. So maybe I can bring it about and help them understand it if I present it in this manner. And so I think that that has been the gift for me to learn, you know, coming at it from all different perspectives and sharing it with the world.
And I believe what makes you really be the reason why I wanted to ask that question is because your background with education, with experience, with your achievements, you, like you said at the beginning, diverse. You come from the professional environment. You worked within the field of communication, sales and service. You work with imaging, TV and video, modeling, event planning, and you really have created a platform for being able to communicate with adults as well as children. Just alone through your achievements, you facilitated as president and reactivated the Future Business Leaders of America, a chapter in Florida. You won the state and national finalists for impromptu speaking, and you were also the second runner-up for the Miss Future Business Executive America held in Washington, D.C. You volunteered through various organizations and organizing different, different positions within those organizations. You've also, you know, you're very active in your community, volunteering with different, like it says, the Broward and Orange Counties Florida School Additions Program, just so many different things, the Boys and Girls Scouts of America, chairperson for the PTA, and, you know, you really represent, I believe, a diverse background of people who can identify with the work that you've done, yet what you're bringing now is the mindset. You know, what is it that we need to think about, or how do we need to be able to look at our circumstance and really choose something that will empower us? And that's why, for me, I believe that your work is so important, because more than ever, adults need to have that insight, realize that they can, you know, engender that within themselves, so that in turn they can also help the kids who today are having a difficult time being able to believe even in a dream.
Absolutely, Sandra, that is so true. And also with the president starting out, you know, yes, we can change. I believe that more than ever, and something that was really a profound thing that happened this past week, even before the president was inaugurated, he had a program that was installed for the food banks around America. And this was January 17th through the 19th, and it was America renewing and changing together. And It was awesome, because I was happened to be somewhere and someone asked me if I could do the closing motivational speaking on this presentation, and realizing that it starts within the community. And so when you were mentioning, yes, I have a lot of achievements, but that's just it. I was always out there, and when you help You find out what those needs are. And now we're coming to a point, there is a shift taking place in not only America, but in the world. And to bring that awareness and the thoughts that need to be changed, the mindset that needs to be changed, so that you do have positive thinking, and that those changes can take place. And it also has to do with the random acts of kindness, by reaching out and just even the smile that you give that person as you're walking down the sidewalk for the day. You have no idea the impact that might have made on that person for the day. And so it's bringing an awareness back to people, because we're also wrapped up in our busy lives, and it just seems like, you know, we have to make those changes. And I think the movement is here. The grassroots has begun.
And share with us, if you can, please. When I also asked you about going around the world, you know, to everyone would be like, okay, yes. Well, you know, she had the opportunity to go around the world. Was it that you had the opportunity, or you made the opportunity based on what you believed in?
Oh, definitely. I based it on it. Everybody thought I was totally crazy, because what I did, I resourced and tried to figure out how can I do this. And I ended up, it was a large leap of faith. When I knew with 100% conviction in every cell in my body that this was my purpose, and I knew that when you do things for others, that it doesn't make a difference, that you're always provided for. That doesn't mean there's always a struggle, but that's all part of the challenge. But I cashed in everything, and I just said, this is what I have to do. This is what is going to make my life. And so I quit the day job, and I went, and I did the traveling, and I came back. And I have been processing. I do something that's called a meetup group, so that we have local community discussion groups that come together and speak the law of attraction and speak changing the mindset. I have done, you know, local speaking, and I think it's really important, because you have to build a foundation first in your community, and then you can move up to the state, the United States, and then go worldwide. And so gradually I have been doing that and trying to get out there and spread the word and have people join in with me. And so, as I said, the name of my business is You Can Dream It, and I've always said that. My two sons, they grew up with that, always, if you can dream it, you can do it. It was from a quote that Disney always said, you know, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. But I switched it just a little, because it isn't if, it is you can, and absolutely my dreams are coming true.
And this is so exact, because I even wrote out, you know, if the great masters, the great mindsets, the people who have achieved amazing things that we can now look back and say, wow, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have any of this. We wouldn't have the telephone. We wouldn't have the radio. We wouldn't have the car, you know, and that again goes back to the last century. They all had a mindset, and they all believed, you know, everything starts with a belief. Everything starts with a seed, the seed of a dream in your head, which now when you convert it into something physical becomes something that you can actually take action on, and you know, and of course now it becomes a strategy. But I believe, you know, like you, really it is about being able to create the foundation. And like you mentioned, you have these groups. Before we go forward, if you can just give everyone your contact information again. You said You Can Dream It. Is that with a Y or with a U?
It's YOU, youcandreamit.com. And also, if you want to log on to the meetup.com. It's www.meetup.com. And when you put in the search, you can put in the Fort Lauderdale Law of Attraction or Broward and Palm Beach County's Law of Attraction. It's the same group. We just put it in there with both city and county. And we have venues that meet the first and third Tuesdays of the month at a local restaurant between 6:30 and 8:30, and it is free. And also, we'll get to the workshops later that we can talk about. But I started this about a year ago, and I originally started doing it in the local hotel, the Sheraton Hotel. And I thought that it was really important for myself, because I wanted to get the experience of being on a professional platform. And so, again, I resourced the money to rent those rooms all by myself, and charge minimal, but many times I had to pick up, you know, the price tag of that. But it was all well worth it, because it was all in the experience, and it has definitely the bottom line is help so many people. And I think that's the greatest part when you have someone come back to you and say, do you have any idea how you changed my life by just, you know, helping me change my thoughts, giving me tools? And that's what we stress. I use a formula that's given with the Law of Attraction, a three-step formula, and it's so basic and easy. And when you really focus and put your intentions to it, it's the law of the universe. It will change. Your life will change.
Can you share a like one of the steps, like or what is it about?
Absolutely. I'll give you all three of them. They're easy as anything. It's step one, identify your desire. Step two, give your desire attention. And three, allow and let go. And, of course, each of those I break down, and we give all types of definition to it. We give suggestions and different tools. Those I do, you know, go into great length in my seminars and workshops. The one thing that's so exciting is, like, when I do take this, I call it Adventure Day, and I take it out to different children's formats, and sometimes daycare centers. And, again, you had mentioned the program that you're starting and how we're going to partner up and be able to help so many children and utilize this particular venue that I'm going to start or that I have been working with. And it's just wonderful to see just the excitement in the children's eyes. You know, so many times, you know, generation after generation, certain values are instilled and beliefs are instilled in us. And we always want to make it better for our children. So, you know, what better way than to give them a positive attitude to teach them self-confidence and self-empowerment? And just as the president is reaching out and teaching children, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. And so I'm just the instrument that's helping bring that message along.
And I appreciate that I appreciate you sharing the three steps, because like you said, they're so easy. And of course, we learn through so many different ways. In the program that I do with Rise to Win and Power to Be You, it's exactly how do we learn, you know? And we don't just learn by hearing or by seeing, but we learn by, you know, we really integrate into our system by doing. And it is the act of doing over time that creates the skill and creates that ability that we are all looking to bring out of our youth. And what I've always said is, you know, all of us can only be what our resources allow us to be. And as a child, especially today in this 21st century with so many things coming, you know, into our space, you know, kids need to have the skills and the tools which require a specific mindset, requires an ability to step out in confidence and say, you know what, maybe this hasn't been done before, but together with my mind, together with the possibilities, together with options, together with role models, together with leaders, here I can step out in the confidence knowing that there is light down at the tunnel. And, you know, with you, with this program that you have with Adventure Day, you were sharing with me how kids were able to actually physically go through an emotion where they're able to see and create dreams for themselves and have something aligned with, you know, within their system, so that they can identify with what they're doing, you know, which is creating now a whole new image in their possibilities.
Yes, Sandra, and I'd like to give you an example of that, so maybe that the viewers and the audience can understand where I'm trying to explain.
Yes, please.
And in regards to this, one of the particular sponsorships that I have is with Children's International, and it was about a year back. I went out to the facility and visited them, and I created a motivational program for them, and we did an exercise. We went out to a park, and we had a couple dozen kids, and it was with just a little wiffle ball bat and a ball, and I can remember we had teams. And we were cheering on everybody, and this one little boy, his name was Patrick, and he was like, I can't do this. I just can't hit balls. They just don't go far. And the idea, I stood with him, and I said, Patrick, see the ball way out there by the trees. And he's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I said, envision it. Put your mind and set it. I said, focus. And then I would take the bat and the ball, and I would let him see it. And they constantly... After two tries, he ended up hitting the ball. He just smacked it way out into the woods. We had a hard time even finding the ball. And I will never forget the elation on that child's face that showed him that I can do it. I do have the ability. And he was just beaming the rest of the day. And knowing that that moment alone could have changed that boy's life just inspired me to continue to say that it's needed, to think that this child didn't have the self-confidence, and just with one small act and being out there and just helping him, it just helped him and others, because we all said we all tried our best, we all are winners, and we all are special. And that's what's really important, to get that message across.
You really hit that nail on the head, which is to say that children need to be able to see that they can. And the only way that they can believe in something big is by being able to have something in front of them that they've accomplished that is within their reach, to say, oh, you know what, I did this. And if I did this, maybe I can do this next step. And then maybe I can take a next step. Because it is a gradual process. And, of course, all of us would want to get there right away. You know, like you said, three steps. Okay, now we know it. Now we're gonna be there. No, it requires, you know, a process of just really infusing into your mind and into your system, you know, what it is that you need to embody. Like I was speaking with you when we were speaking before, I mentioned to you how, you know, my mom, whom I love very much and who has been a partner with me across my whole life, she's always been there for me, but yet her belief system has always been laden with a high degree of negativity caused by fear. So she has always had fear, and just this morning alone, she mentioned to me, if I had money, I would be actually going to school, and this is what I would take, and this is what I would do, and this is where I'd like to continue. And it's and the way that she expressed it is like doom and gloom, and it will never, ever happen. And, of course, I jump at that immediately, and I say, okay, so why don't you go start researching it? And I ask, have you researched it? No, I haven't. Well, can you not go and research it? Find the area that you want to get involved with. Find the school. Look at, when the classes are going to start. And also find out how much it costs. And just take that on and then, share it with me. And that's what I said. And even that alone for her was kind of like she preferred to go back to the story of, if I only had money, this is what I would do. But I can't because... And that right there is an example again of, if we do not even allow ourselves to dream, to have a possibility of just even allowing ourselves to dream for a moment free of charge, then how can you ever, think that you will accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish?
You're exactly right. Fear and doubt can really be, the obstacle that gets in the way. And that's what... By repetition, through learning these tools of law of attraction, you can continue to pave the way. I always talk to my group and say it's like the tractor that keeps paving the road and paving the way and setting the mindset and making those brain thoughts on a daily basis and giving yourself those intentions. And, of course, when you give your desire attention, there's all different ways to do that. But one thing that... we can talk about the scenario with your mom, is to say is there's a contrast and a clarity with that. I would say, what are the things that you don't like and don't want to do and that, you haven't been able to accomplish? And then and take a piece of paper and just write it on one side, the contrast. And then on the other side, do clarity and find the things that you do want to have and do want to achieve. And by setting yourself up like with an open statement, I'm in the process of attracting that all I need to do and attract into my ideal, whichever relationship, my ideal financial freedom, whatever your desire and manifestation is. And, a lot of times people think, oh, it's all materialistic or it's this religious thing, it's against it. There is no spirituality. It's an inner spirit within yourself that you have to dig deep for. And it is those little voices that constantly will try to undermine you by saying, oh, well, you don't have enough money or you can't do this. It bottom line is, if you truly dream it, then anything is possible. And as you said, my life is a living testimony for being a single mom. And, I quit the corporate world to be home with my son so that I could be there during their high school years where I thought it was the most important. And we survived. It was a struggle, but we survived. And it's just where you put your dream. But I was there, you know, for them, and I was able to go to college at the same time when they were in school. So I was setting a great role model for them to let them know that education is important. And, you know, I think all of this together. But going back to the contrast and clarity, negative thoughts will continue to spiral, and words are very important. One of the three biggest words that I challenge people to try to remove from their vocabulary is the words don't, not, and no, and that's N-O. Because when you're saying something, and say, for instance, if I say, don't think of a snowstorm, you obviously you think of a snowstorm. Okay, don't think of a candy bar. You think of a candy bar. In other words, what you could say to turn that into a positive tone is, I choose a healthier lifestyle. I see a gorgeous day of snow coming down. And the, you know, it's all in the words that we use. And now, you know, you have to think too that affirmations, this is another topic that goes on it. When you have intentions and affirmations, there's a fine line there because the words that you use are really important. And for instance, I could say the word homework and someone may just think of it as, oh, negative, I cannot stand it. And another person would have a positive affirmation. So it has to be the feeling that you have inside of you that generates this constant process and constant positive thought, and it opens your heart. If you can remember that feeling that you had when you first looked at like a beautiful flower and saw the color and the texture of the petals or something, and or something that inspired you, whether it be playing the piano or a beautiful sunrise or sunset, that feeling, that emotion, hold on to that. Carry that with you in your manifestation and in your desire, and it will transpire because what you do, you will bring that vibration. Because that's what words are, is being positive or negative. They're vibrations. And you have this vibrational bubble around you. It's kind of like a rodeo rope that circles around you all the time. And so if you're thinking negative thoughts, you're going to be sucking in and bringing in negativity vibrations. If you have positive thoughts, then everything is going to continue to bring in that positive affirmation, positiveness to your life, and it'll open doors that are just unbelievable for you. It's truly amazing.
It is. You know what? It's fascinating because I know there was that other movie that also came out right around the secret time, which is What the Bleep, and where they actually, the scientists actually took the water. You know, they actually had an exhibition at a museum, I believe it was, where they had water that had crystallized. They were able, through a microscope or some form of machinery, they were able to take pictures of the water crystals and what took place within the water when a group of people would stand before the water and throw at it negative thoughts, negative words. You know, I mean, they just threw all these things that were vileful, and these crystals became, you know, jagged, and there was no order to them, and it was like shattered glass. And then on the other end, they had the water where people, all that water received was the positivity and beautiful words and, you know, beautiful thoughts. And the water was amazing. I mean, you think of diamonds that were created in these amazing shapes, and it was, you know, that image just stayed with me, and I've always believed it. I mean, I know they've done tests with so many different things, with trees, you know, with plants, and you take one and all you do is throw bad things at it, and then you take the other one and all you do is give it, you know, seeds of growth, and right. they become beautiful trees. Well, I believe the same thing with, you know, with our kids, and it's so important to really get this across, because, you know, you mentioned yourself when you decided to leave the corporate world to stay with your family, there were challenges, but yet your kids today come to you, and they came to you, like you shared with me, and they said, Mom, you know, you were like the greatest mom because you were always there. And you share with me the story of the lemonade stand. Can you share that?
Yeah. Both my sons work with children. One's a foster parent, and the other one's a director at daycare centers. And they happened to share this story with their kids that were at school that day. And the story is that by being there for them, I always wanted to make them feel as though they're loved, and that it's all about all of their your friends and community together. So as they would get off the school bus the last day of school in June, I would always have a card table out there, and I would have Kool-Aid and cookies and a big, huge banner across the house, "Yay, it's summertime, and school's out," and or "school's out, it's summertime." And they even when I sometimes go to in the local neighborhoods or the, you know, when they have the reunions and the, some of the kids will all come over and everything, they mentioned that, you know, how we were always the house where all the kids would hang out, and it was a good feeling. And I helped out a lot of working moms, too. But to know that there was that opportunity for them to, you know, to be at home and to have that feeling of security and value. And that was important to me. I wanted to make sure that my children had that.
Now, you also went through a period where you used the law of attraction. I believe it was with your weight.
Oh, yes. Law of attraction has been an absolute stability for my weight loss. I myself had weighed over 300 pounds, and I had lost a lot of weight. I did have some surgeries, the stomach stapling surgery first, but I ended up, it was safe for 9 years and it worked, but in 1 year, because of typical behavior, I'm being under stress, going to school, getting a full-time job, I gained 100 pounds back in 1 year. And so several years went by, and my health started deteriorating. And I knew that if I did not get this under control again, that I probably would end up with a lot of ailments, which still ended up coming, but diabetes, fibromyalgia, and arthritis. So I did have another surgery. However, I knew that the weight, after 2 to 3 years, the statistics show with these surgeries that the weight starts coming back, because what happens is you don't get to the underlined root, the behavioral thought of what it is. And so I knew I had to conquer that. And so by using law of attraction in my life, I have been able to maintain, and I'm, you know, 130 pounds, and I have a healthy lifestyle, I exercise, and that was the hardest part for me to, you know, challenge myself, making it a routine, just like saying your intentions every day, but making my daily workout a routine so that it comes just like brushing your teeth. It is so important. And so I know what it's like to be out there, and you know, law of attraction can be used in many, many categories of your life. And, you know, if those are the ones that you're struggling with, you definitely can use that as a tool and a guide to help you.
Well, excellent. Now, you have a workshop coming up as well. Can you share that?
I sure do. I've got one coming up on January 26th. It's local here in Deerfield Beach. It's called How to Raise Your Vibrations and Create the Highest Vision for Yourself. And it's going to be held at the Inner Wisdom Bookstore, which is located just before the intersection of Federal Highway and Hillsborough Boulevard. And if you'd like to join us, it is from 7 to 9 this Monday, the 26th. It's $25 per person. And you can contact me by logging onto my website at www.youcandreamit.com, or you can call the store directly at 954-596-5059 and make your reservation.
Excellent.
I'd also like to add that at the same store, we do have all types and a variety of topics that we talk about for Law of Attraction, so changing the mindset, on the second and fourth Monday evenings from 7 to 9. So if they don't catch this one, they can catch another one, which is, like I said, the second and fourth Monday.
Excellent. And I know that whether people are listening to this before this event or after this event, this is something that we are definitely going to be bringing into the mainstream by you getting involved with us partnering with the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement, and it being able to connect with the many different groups of women, groups of parents,
right.
The children's groups.
Speaking engagements also. Yes, that's exactly. One of the things, and I am willing to go nationwide. I have already done things nationwide, but it's just making the contacts. You know, is there a need? I'm sure there is. Contact us, because I can help, and I would love to be able to speak and give these tools to start raising that vibration and those awareness in children and adults and senior citizens too.
Good. Good. So I look forward to being able to work with you on March 21st at the West Palm Beach Convention Center with the Rise to Win movement. And we definitely will be putting something out there as well that people can actually plug into and purchase as far as taking this into your home and, you know, carrying this with you. So I thank you, Cynthia, because it has been a pleasure having you and sharing with you this platform. And I look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Sandra. And remember, you can dream it. You can do it.
That's my belief every day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. And just stay tuned because, as like I mentioned to you, this is about bringing people who are making a difference, stepping up, and being part of change. And change begins with you. And together we can. Yes, we can. Thank you once again. And join me again tomorrow.